This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas. He's in New South Wales. He's my guide on Australian creatures. I've jested that all Australian creatures are exotic and everyone will try to kill you. This is a tragic tale. And we're sympathetic in that panic takes over when you think you're mortal. In this instance, the story is very, very blunt. A father trying to protect his childcare center took on a snake by himself. I believe, Jeremy, he had no training. Is that correct? And wasn't wearing gloves.
That's correct. He hadn't had training and unfortunately didn't have any protection. And you're right, he was actually called out by a relative at the childcare centre, who worked at the childcare centre to basically remove a snake. Because, John, this is an interesting story insofar as Townsville in Queensland, which is where it happened, they have snake catchers, but because they are so busy, it's not easy to actually get them on site quick enough to remove snakes. And unfortunately, this poor fella, he was called out to remove this great eastern brown snake. And the great eastern brown in Queensland is really the worst snake you can possibly get, especially around children, because they will be aggressive and they are highly venomous. So he did everything in good faith, but unfortunately, because he wasn't trained, I don't think he realized just how aggressive they get when they're defensive. And this snake felt, I think, threatened and bit him multiple times. But unfortunately, too, his actions afterward did probably contribute to how it turned out, because after he was bitten, he did actually drive home. He didn't go and get medical attention straight away. He didn't go to a hospital. And it was when he was at home, when a relative noticed that he was going into cardiac arrest, they tried to call the ambulance, but it was too late. So it's a tragic story, John, but honestly, it does show again, and it serves as, I guess, a great lesson for everybody that if you have been bitten by a snake, or if you think you've been bitten by a snake, regardless of whether it's a brown snake or it's a python or you can't identify it, you've really got to get medical attention immediately, because it can have tragic consequences. Because he was dead relatively quickly. It was within 2 hours of actually being bitten, if not within the first half hour, I think, was where he started to show symptoms of cardiac stress.
Right. This is a healthy man. This is vigorous. And what Jeremy means by training with snake catchers, Jeremy taught me one of the clues to what snake catchers do. They watch the snake's eyes, because the eyes will tell you when it's ready to strike. This man couldn't have known that, or wouldn't have been able to figure it out fast enough. Jeremy's made sure that we all know eastern brown, very dangerous and aggressive. Great eastern brown, more so. But there's indication in the story, Jeremy, that he was bitten more than once. In other words, a lot of venom went into him.
That's right. And this was the key part. He was bitten at least three times that the story tells us. But even if it was only once, you can pretty much be assured that that first bite, and this is just by the nature of how the snake's fangs work, that lethal dose was probably in the first bite. So the last two bites would have had some venom, but it would have just been on top of what was already a lethal dose of venom and would probably have killed him anyway. So at that point, if anybody gets bitten by three times by a snake, that's when you definitely say you have to go to a hospital. But even once, you know, you definitely go. And I think in many ways too, he had actually cornered the snake and maybe shock had set in and he didn't realize just the gravity of the situation and was probably trying to comprehend what had just happened, because being bitten by a brown snake, especially an aggressive one, I can imagine, really doesn't do too well for the body and I guess your own sort of state of mind because of the shock. He just unfortunately made the wrong call and went home when really he needed to get to a hospital within the first 5 minutes at that point, because there was probably so much venom pumping around his system at then.
All right, tips for homeowners, especially if you're in Queensland or if you're thinking of traveling to Queensland or if you're trying to imagine yourself living in Queensland. You have a bin for your trash, a bin for your recyclables. Do you recycle in New South Wales, Jeremy?
Yes, we do. In fact, it's mandated. So we have two or three bins, because we also have a green bin for our grass, for our lawn.
Now, why I emphasize the rain, I'm learning all this from Jeremy. The rain is very conducive to lots of reptiles, lots. And the reptiles can be driven from their bromation, which means their nap, by the buildup of water. So there are a lot of snakes, and they look for someplace dry like we would. Well, one of the places they look is the bins. So, Jeremy, what is the recommendation for people going out to move the bins?
Well, there's actually two major recommendations. The first one is, which makes a lot of sense when you think about it, but something you don't normally do, is that when you have your bin against the wall, make sure you actually have the wheels out. Because here in Australia, and probably very much the same the world over, where the wheels are on the bin is the opposite side to where you open it. So normally when you push the bin into the wall, the wheels are against the wall and you don't think anything of it. But that also means that when you have to move that bin, you have to come around the back of the bin, so between yourself and the bin and the wall, to move the bin and pull it out, which actually places you in a great deal of danger here in Australia. Because what happens is, and what people are finding now, is that snakes have identified that between the bin and the wall is where there's a relatively dry, warm space at any time of day or night. So what's happening is that snakes are not only getting up into the bin sort of area, basically the main bin, but they're just actually hiding between the bin and the wall. So some people are actually going around the back of their bin to pull them out, and lo and behold, they find a snake. And because the snake has nowhere to go, they're effectively coming out between their legs and almost biting them. So what the snake catchers are now telling us is, go against your common sense, turn those bins around, make sure the wheels are out, because all it means is that you'll basically pull the bin away from the wall. If there's a snake there, it will actually go along the wall likely. It won't come out towards you, and you'll be nowhere near it. And of course, the second major piece of advice is that when you go to your bin, especially if your bin's full and overflowing, and say that the bin lid is up a little bit, just have a quick peek in there, because snakes love to get in amongst the garbage sometimes, because that's where they feel safe and warm and happy. Just don't stick your hand in the bin if you don't know what you're seeing there. So they're great bits of advice, John, but it's things you don't normally think about. But I tell you, I have already turned my bins around here at home. All the wheels are now facing out because I know we have a tiger snake somewhere in this neighborhood, and I am not taking any chances whatsoever.
Yes, a tiger snake is not something you want to meet when you're pulling your bin out. No, sir. Not a brown snake, not a tiger snake. All right. We now have a happy ending. We started with a tragic ending. This is a happy ending for Denali. Who is Denali?
Well, Denali is a chimpanzee from the Rockhampton Zoo. And this is probably the best story of the week. And what Denali is a very playful little chimp. He loves cuddling toys, loves playing around in his enclosure. But unfortunately, a lot of his toys are ropes. And on this occasion, he grabbed one of his ropes and didn't realize it was actually a great eastern brown snake. So the poor little chimp, as you can imagine, got bitten. The great thing is, though, the vets and the zookeepers, I should say, on site actually saw that he was bitten and in distress. They got the poor little fella out of the enclosure, got him to a vet, and lo and behold, Gadali's making a full recovery, which is amazing because you can imagine a chimp isn't that large. And great eastern brown snakes, as we've spoken about, they are big enough to actually kill a human very quickly. So the poor little fella, while he's a little bit worse for wear initially, he is making a full recovery. So the Rockhampton Zoo is overjoyed. And I guess you could say, too, because it got a lot of media coverage here, most of Australia is actually very heartwarmed to see that our favourite little chimp up in Rockhampton now is going to make it through. But you know what? It's not just humans that have to watch out for snakes. It is our animals as well. And snakes don't differentiate. So this was a great news story, John. Honestly, it's good to see he's going to make it.
And a follow-up to last week, the snake catcher who'd been bitten too many times and collapsed was suffering mightily. According to this, he did have organ failures. How is he now?
He's doing much, much better, John. In fact, this was the snake catcher in Melbourne, and he's now out of intensive care unit. He's in palliative care, so he has some ongoing care just as his organs come back online. But he's expected to make, and this is the most surprising part, expected to make a full recovery. And he's relatively young. He's only in his early 40s, so he's relatively fit and healthy. But he did have several organ failures, including his kidneys. His kidneys actually did fail at one point, so it was very substantial damage that the snake did. He did go unconscious within the first 5 minutes and started to go into cardiac arrest. So he really got close to death. But the great news is he's going to make it. I dare say his family's probably going to have a discussion with him about whether or not he remains a snake catcher after this. But it truly is a good story, and it's quite a remarkable recovery too, because by all rights, he probably shouldn't have made it.
The New York Times has discovered snake bites. Jeremy and I have faithfully covered this for several years now because it's so exotic. However, I was thrilled to see the Australia Dispatch and the New York Times. Snakes in the grass. We know all about that, Jeremy. That's when you mow your lawn. Under the piano. Yeah, we can double that, Jeremy. We can do in the child's backpack, in the closet, under the pillow. At the Times says no about the pillow part. In the roof, in the wall. Where else? Let's see. At the internet box, right? What else have we discovered? Don't leave your back screen open. Oh, your boots. They didn't tell the audience about your boots. Under the car, in the car, underneath the front seat, in the radiator. Boy, Jeremy, we've had them in a lot of places. Under the piano, that's simple. You wouldn't be threatened by a snake in the piano. Maybe a little, you'd hit a key that didn't play right. By the pool, yeah, sure. In the prison. Now, the part about prison is, if you're in prison in Australia, you should be promised a snake-free cell, don't you think, Jeremy?
I think so, John, because I cannot think of anything worse than being stuck in a cell with a snake. And honestly, likely here in Australia, it's going to be venomous. It's going to be a brown snake or a tiger snake. But honestly, that's probably one of the best anti-crime campaigns I think you could probably imagine, in itself, nature generating as well. Imagine if you tell now people, if you do the crime, you're going to jail. Oh, and by the way, in jail, you could also have snakes there. I mean, you can imagine, people really wouldn't want to commit crimes, right?
The snake catchers is a dangerous business. We've been watching the overburden, the overtasking of the snake catchers, especially this season, because they're supposed to be asleep. But right now we've had Gundali doing well, the snake catcher from last week recovering, one KIA, and we don't know what it was in his mind, but if you're bitten that many times, anything could happen. And now a recommendation from the New York Times that they can be under the piano, under the bin, under the piano, under the rug. Anywhere it's warm and dry, or if it's cold, or I mean if it's hot, anywhere where it's cool and dry. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.